Vyaptim. Deprivation. Cha. And. Bhuteshu. Among the living entities and elements. Akileshu. All. Cha. Also. Atmana. Of himself. Adrishyata. Was seen. Ati. Very. Adbhuta. Wonderful. Rupam. Form. Udvaham. Taking. Stambi. In the pillar. Sabhyam. Within the assembly. Na. Not. Mrigam. An animal. Na. Not. Manusham. A human being. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. To prove that the statement of his servant Prahlad Maharaj was substantial, in other words, to prove that the Supreme Lord is present everywhere, even within the pillar of the assembly hall, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, exhibited a wonderful form never before seen. The form was neither that of a man nor that of a lion. Thus the Lord appeared in his wonderful form in the assembly hall. Please repeat. To prove that the statement of his servant, Prahlad Maharaj, was substantial. In other words, to prove that the Supreme Lord is present everywhere, even within the pillar of an assembly hall, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, exhibited a wonderful form, never before seen. The form was neither that of a man, nor that of a lion. Thus the Lord appeared in his wonderful form in the assembly hall. When Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad Maharaj, "Where is your Lord? Is he present in this pillar?" Prahlad Maharaj fearlessly replied, "Yes, my Lord is present everywhere." When Hiranyakashipu asked his question, "Is your Lord present in the pillar?" Prahlad Maharaj looked at the pillar, and Lord Nrisingadev was there. And Lord Nrisingadev went, gave him a wink. And Prahlad said, "Yes, yeah, he's in the pillar." He said, "Mercy of the Lord." Therefore, to convince Hiranyakashipu that the statements of Prahlad Maharaj was unmistakably true, the Lord appeared from the pillar. The Lord appeared as a half man and half lion and half man, so that Hiranyakashipu could not understand whether the great giant was a lion or a human being. To substantiate Prahlad's statement, the Lord proved that his devotee, as declared in the Bhagavad Gita, is never vanquished. Kontiya pati janihi nami bhakta pranityati. Prahlad Maharaj's demoniac father had repeatedly threatened to kill Prahlad. But Prahlad was confident that he could not be killed since he was protected by the Supreme Lord. By appearing from the pillar, the Lord encouraged his devotees, saying in effect, "Don't worry, I am present here." By manifesting his form as Narasimhadev, the Lord also preserved the truth of Lord Brahma's promise that Hiranyakashipu could not be killed by any animal or any man. Thus the Lord appeared in a form that could not be said to be fully man or a lion. Om Agyantim Vrandasya Jananjanan Shalakayo Chakshuram Militandina Tasmaya Shri Gravi Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Pashari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Sringa Chaturdashi Ki Jai. So here is speaking about the wonderful form of the Lord and how this form was manifested to satisfy his devotee Prahlad, not to satisfy his devotee, but to keep his devotee's word in promise. Lord Brahma had promised that Hiranyakashipu couldn't be killed by any man or any lion. So this was a mixture, half man, half lion. So to show that Prahlad is always protected by his devotee, Lord Nrsingadev, this is the main reason why the Lord appeared. Therefore he's known as Bhakta Vatsala. This was the great feature of the Lord, one of the most greatest of all his qualities. He is Bhakta Vatsala. That he come to save Prahlad. And this story illustrates how the Lord always saves his devotees. He is Bhakta Vatsala. Primary, he comes to save his devotees. Secondly, Hiranyakashipu was secondary. He could have killed him any time. The Lord doesn't have to come to kill the demons. Prabhupada said it's one strong wind and he could kill millions of demons. He doesn't have to come to kill demons, but he comes to save his devotees who are anxious to see him. So this is the great nature of the Lord, that his quality of mercifulness. And this illustrates the merciful nature of the Lord and how he is continuously protecting his devotees. So here the Lord appeared with a ferocious form, and after playing with Hiranyakashipu for some time, just like a cat plays with a mouse before he decides to kill him fully, so then Hiranyakashipu, he's killed at dusk, just as the sun was setting. So this was in to keep Brahma's promise keep Brahma's promise that he wouldn't be killed in the daytime or the nighttime. So he was killed at the sandhya, the time in between. So Hiranyakashipu had made so many presentations of how he should not be killed or he could not be killed. But Krishna says, of gambling, I am the cheats. So he said, yes, he gave him so many benedictions. But you cannot fool the Lord. So the Lord appeared in the astonishing form, kept all the benedictions of Lord Brahma, and he killed the great demon Hiranyakashipu. Tore him apart, and then he put the garland of intestines around his body. Seems one of the reasons for doing that, because it's not like exactly like a flower garland. He got pulled out all of his intestines, but he put it on his body. This was to show that because Hiranyakashipu was so powerful, he had all the demigods coming to worship him every morning. They would come and serve him. They would have to become his menial servants. Indra and all that were waiting in his court, just waiting his order. So he stopped all sacrifices. Everything was kind of stopped, and everything had to be offered to him first. So he was he thought he was Bhuktaram Jagatapasham Sarvaloka Maheshram. I'm the position now. I'm the Lord of everything, and I'm the enjoyer of everything. So everything should be offered to me because I'm controlling the universe. So this act of when he took the intestines and put it on as a garland, and so all those offerings that Hiranyakashipu ate went through the intestines. So Lord Nrsingha was saying, here, I'm actually going to accept all those offerings that you've been making to Hiranyakashipu. I'll accept them through this intestine garland. So ultimately, again, Krishna proved he is the Bhogdaram. He is the enjoyer. He is the controller. So this is a very, very astonishing feature of the Lord appearing from the pillar. Different Puranas have different stories. Sometimes he appears on the horizon, Hiranyakashipu is looking for him, suddenly appears on the horizon. Imagine how big he is. He suddenly rises on the horizon. Anyway, in this form, he appeared from the pillar. So, you know, in Sridhar Mayapur, we have this form of Nrisimha. This is called Stana Ugra Nrisimha. Stana means pillar, means column. And this is the form of the Lord that has just burst from the pillar. It's this moment when he's burst from the pillar. So, this is a very, very ferocious form of the Lord. We can say this deity is actually a self-manifested deity, because the deity first appeared in the mind of his devotee. The president, Bhavananda Prabhu, you may know we were attacked one time in Mayapur by dacoits. About 30 dacoits came in the middle of the 1 o'clock in the morning, and their technique is they're not stealthily creeping around taking, they just come in throwing bombs and breaking off the door locks with axes and things like that, and just brute strength and force. So he had a dream of the of that incident, and he saw all these dacoits were coming and they were throwing bombs, and suddenly he saw this form of Lord Nrisimha. He burst out and he started killing all the dacoits, and he was pulling that and tearing their throats. He was really ferocious. Bhavananda Prabhu was completely astonished. He woke up in the morning, maybe we should get a Lord Nrisimha there for protection here. So then we drew a picture. It explained the form he had seen in Atmatapa Prabhu. He drew a picture, and then he went to South India, to Chennai, where the stapatis, or the people make these deities from stone. So he showed him the picture and he said, you can make this deity. And he looked at it, I know that. He said, this is called Stana Ugra Nrisimha. This is the moment he just burst from the pillar. And so Amitabha said, you can make this deity for us? He said, no way, I'm going to make that deity. He said, no, nobody worships this deity. This is, it's too angry time. He said that the last persons who installed this deity at a gorgeous temple, big procession, elephant procession every day, gorgeous worship of Lord Nrisimhadev. He's now, that place is a ghost town. Nobody goes there anymore. Nobody will worship. Even the demigods don't worship. He said the reason you install a deity is that you can approach it. That's the purpose of the deity. You go and approach and ask for some benediction. You should do it. You should go and ask the Vishnu Chakravarti. He said, whenever you approach the deity, you should ask for something. Of course, we're asking for pure bhakti when we approach the Lord. But we should ask, that's the idea of a deity, is you're approaching, you're asking for something. But this form you can't approach. So what's the point of it? Nobody could approach. Even Prahlad couldn't approach. Lord Brahma couldn't. Lakshmi, his own wife, couldn't approach him. So what's the purpose of having in a form of the Lord you cannot approach? So he said, I'll ask my guru, who is the Shankaracharya of Kanchipuram. His guru said, don't make that deity. ISKCON is becoming very, very powerful. Anyway, so we went to various, Bhatmatata went to various other stapatis, and everybody refused to do the deity. So again, he went back and he said to that person, please, you make it. And he said, okay, I'll make it for you. He said, I tell you why, because I had a dream, and my Guru Maharaj appeared. He said, you can make that deity for ISKCON. And in the morning, a letter came through the letterbox, and it was from my Guru, and he said, you can make the deity for ISKCON. So he's given permission. He said, because this deity is going to Sridhar Mayapur. Now the Lord, when he appears in different places, he assumes different forms. In Mayapur, he's in a form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he's most munificent Namo Mahabharanaya Krishna Prema Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gauru Tushini. He's so magnanimous, so munificent, freely giving the love of Godhead. So when the Lord appears, when Krishna appears, all the other avatars appear along with him to assist him. All the devatars appear, everyone is to assist him. All of his devotees appear. And they take on the same mood as the Lord. They're like, when Krishna expands as Lord Ramachandra, then Radharani expands as Sita. She's a perfect match for Ramachandra. Then Balaram expands as Lakshman, the perfect brother for. So all the devotees expand to, in the same mood as the Lord, to assist him in his pastimes. So he said, because Mahaprabhu is in this mood of such a mood of magnanimity, when Lord Nrsingadeva goes there, he'll take on the same mood as the predominating deity there, which is Mahaprabhu. So he won't have a problem. Lord Nrsingadeva has this very magnanimous mood. So he won't be a problem. So he said, I'll make it. Take 6 months. So 6 months later, and again, Prabhu went back and he said, his deity is finished. He said, hadn't started yet. He said, why not? He said, I've got to find the right stone. He said, there's rocks all over the place here in China. You can get any stones. He said, no, this is special. You have to get a living stone. He said, what's a living stone? He said, there are symptoms you can tell. One is by the sound. And another symptom is there should be a little hole there, a little pocker, a little bug. It's eaten all the way through. When you find a stone like that with a hole, that's a symptom. That's a living stone. So eventually he found the living stone. And eventually he built the deity. He carved the deity. And so then the deity was ready. So Atmatapra went to collect the deity. And the Stapati said, there's a wedding in my house. So come after the weekend, because I'm going to a few days. I've got to see my relatives are here and everything like that. So after a couple of days, I can get. Anyway, that night he got a phone call, and the Stapati said, come immediately, come quickly. He said, your Lord Nrsingadeva is burning down my shed. Where he was built, it burst into flames. It was some kind of straw roof or something like that, and it was some kind of electrical storm, and the whole thing went up in flames, and he's standing there. The deed is not harmed, but he's standing in ashes and he looks angry. Smoke is coming up. You please take him immediately, otherwise he may start burning my house down. Maybe all the village. Please take him immediately. So they carried him. They put in a truck of sand, and then, because then he doesn't move around, he doesn't get knocked out. So they put him in a truck of sand and covered him over. So then he came to Mayapur by truck from South India. But the truck driver said, when we go every checkpoint we go through, every state we have to cross, there was a little bit of bakshish, some kind of hold you up and give you some hassles, until you. But they said, what do you got? And they said, look, Ugstana Ugra Nrsingha, oh, please go quickly, please go quickly. They said, never had a trip so easy as this. Every border point, please go, please go. So then the deity was installed there. So the main function of Lord Nrsingadeva is for protection. Srila Prabhupada said, we worship Lord Nrsingadeva for three reasons. To protect the guru, to protect the devotees, and protect the movement. This is why we are worshipping Lord. He's our Ishtadeva of protection. It's not that we worship Lord Nrsingadeva exclusively to Radha and Krishna and Gaur-Nitai. But he has his function. He's a function, his protective function. When Harikesh Prabhu installed Lakshmi Prahlad Nrsingadeva in Germany, they have one farm there in Germany. And so it became very popular. They wanted Nrsingadeva because they were big distributors, there were thousands of, but Germany was very kind of and communist country, so he wanted to install Lord Nrsingadeva to help with the book distribution. So he installed a nice, very nice deity there in Germany. Then people started getting Shaligram Shilas and a Hovalam Shila. This is a Hovalam Shila, red color. After Lord Nrisimhadev killed Hiranyakashipu, he washed his hands in the water there, and all the rocks there went red from the blood of Hiranyakashipu. So all the devotees started getting these rocks, the Hovalam Shila. It became like a fashion in ISKCON. Everyone was in the Nrisimhadev, got in the Nrisimhadev Shila, and describing all the Lakshanas and the deity of Nrisimhadev, and these Hovalam Shilas. So it's not like that. We go overboard and it becomes our Ishtadeva. We worship Lord Nrisimhadev a whole lot. Otherwise, we're going to go back to Nrisimhaloka when we leave our body. So it's not like that. He's there for protection. And Prabhupada, he said, no need to worship these all. Everyone's getting these Hovalam Shila. He said, it's Tadiya. You can put it on the altar. He said, but no need to worship as as Lord Nrisimhadev. So he's in the mood of protection. So this is why Srila Prabhupada installed Nrisimhadev on every altar. He had a picture, he put a picture of Lord Nrisimhadev on every altar. And we chant the Nrisimhadev prayers, Namaste Narasimha, 6 times a day, something like that. So the Prabhupada introduced Nrisimhadev worship for this purpose of protecting the devotees and the movement. And the Guru, especially in Kali Yuga, and everybody needs protection. That's why Lord Nrisimhadev is so popular in Mayapur. Because Kali Yuga has so many problems, everybody's going to Lord Nrisimhadev. Because he's good at removing the obstacles. Specifically, we pray to Lord Nrisimhadev to remove the obstacles in the path of pure bhakti. This should be our actual prayer. But the devotees having problems in their life, that, you know, it interferes with their devotional service. So they can ask Lord Nrisimhadev for curing diseases and things. It's not a material thing. It's to enhance their devotional service. So Lord Nrisimhadev is very, very popular because in Kali Yuga everyone's got so many problems. So we're getting emails from all over the world, please do this puja for Lord Nrisimhadev. So and Srila Prabhupada, he didn't whimsically just install Lord Nrisimhadev either, because his Guru Maharaj also installed Lord Nrisimhadev in the Jog Pit, the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You've seen there's a Lakshmi Nrisimha deity there. It looks like Varahadev. But anyway, he's Nrisimhadev. And he and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur installed this deity because they were also having problems in the their Gaudiya Math there. And so he installed a Lord Nrisimhadev, and then most of their problems were finished. Their internal problem went on, but the external problems were finishing. And not only Bhaktisiddhanta was installed the Lord Nrisimhadev, but Nanda Baba in Goloka also, he worships the form of Lord Nrisimhadev. There's a form up there in Goloka with. And why does Nanda Baba worship Nrisimhadev? To protect his son, of course. He wants to protect Krishna. So in the same mood, we're to protect Krishna and Krishna's interests. And we are worshipping Lord. So it's parampara, it's coming from Goloka. So this form of Lord Nrisimhadev is very astonishing. Lord Jiva Goswami, Prabhu has, in his Sandarbhas, he has spoken about this form of Lord Nrisimhadev and Lord Ram. Brahma Samhita, Rama Adi Murtishu Kala Nimnatistam. Ram Adi means, mentions Ram and Nrisimha specifically. These are very dear forms to Krishna. He really likes these pastime forms. Lord Ramchandra, he really likes, because he's just like a human. He's an ideal human being. So he really likes that form. And Lord Nrisimhadev, he can do anything and everything in his ferocious mood. So Lord, he really likes these forms. And they're almost the same as Krishna. They're not like, just like Krishna is called the avatari, the different avatars of the Lord. But Krishna is not an avatar. He's the avatari. He's the source of all avatars.
Ishwaraha Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. He is the cause of all the different avatars. So when Krishna appears here once in a day of Brahma on the 28th millennium, this is the original Krishna. He comes from Goloka and he brings all of his associates with him. All the rest of the Dwapara-yugas in the day of Brahma, it's not the original Krishna who comes. It's the avatar of Krishna who comes. These avatars are coming through the, manifested through the agency of Kiradakshaya Vishnu. He's the Lord of the universe, Kiradakshaya Vishnu. He's the Paramatma of the universe. He's the Paramatma within the heart of everyone. He expands as the Paramatma. And all the different avatars also come from this form of Kiradakshaya Vishnu. This once in the day of Brahma, when the original Lord comes, he doesn't come through the agency of Kiradakshaya Vishnu, he comes directly. And it appears that Lord Ramchandran, Lord Nrsingadev also, maybe once in the day of Brahma also, but they appear the same function. Srila Prabhupada once time said in Bombay, he said, Lord Ramchandra, he said he can play the flute also. He said, but he doesn't, because Krishna does it, but he could do. he's like identical. So these are special, these deities of Nrsingadeva and Rama are very dear to Krishna. So. So when the Lord Nrsingadeva arrived in Mayapur, he said, so you're going to worship? I said, no, I'm not going to worship. I was like, they were asking all the pujaris, we'd heard all these stories about Ugra Nrsingha. So anyway, finally Pangadangri accepted to do the seva or begin the seva. So one time there was one pujari, his name is Baba Siddhidas. He came to America later on. And he was serving Lord Nrsingadeva at that time. And the brahmacharis were sleeping in the chakra building. That's a long building in Mayapur. That was a brahmacharya ashram. They had bunk beds. So he woke up in the morning, the bed was moving, and he thought, you know, the other devotee's getting up for Mangal Arati, he gets to take a bath. He opened his eyes, Lord Nrsingadeva was sitting on the end of his bed. he didn't know what to do. And he tried to get up, and Lord Nrsingadeva put his fingers on his shoulders and just pushed him back. He said, it felt like the weight of the whole universe was on my body. And he had marks there for many years. Maybe he still got little... didn't pierce him. Anyway, it said even if Lord Nrsingadeva nails pierce you, they don't leave any sign. They're more sharp than the scalpel, the surgeon's scalpel. And when Lord Nrsingadeva puts his nails to remove all the unwanted things, it doesn't leave any marks there. They're so sharp they can go in. So he had these marks on his... Lord Nrsingadeva said to him, when you're doing my puja, you don't have to be so frightened. You should do it in a peaceful mood. He said another thing. He said, when you wake us up before Mangal Arati, you put the very strong spotlight on my face. First you put small light, night light. Then after some time, before the Mangal Arati, you can put the strong lights on. But otherwise, there's very strong light in my face. Then he disappeared. So the devotee jumped up. He was running up and down the corridor, and the devotees, what's happening? And then he ran to the temple and he paid his obeisances. This was before Mangal Arati, to Lord Nrsingadeva, and then he became kind of pacified a bit. Then he went back to the ashram and he said, I wonder why everyone was staring at me. He said, and I realized I only had my coping on. Nrsingadeva Bhagavan ki. There there was another Mataji there, Gopi Baba. She used to make a beautiful lotus, tulsi garland for Lord Nrisingadev every day. Pankajangi said, here, you have such nice service. Take this nail of Lord Nrisingadev. He has some nails we put on. He has a natural nail, but we sometimes put another nail on. And so he gave one as prasadam. Take this as prasadam. So she put it under her pillow that night. Lord Nrisingadev appeared in a dream. And he put his nails right into her heart. And he pulled them out. And there's all this black, yucky stuff on it. On his nails. He said, you know what this is? He said, this is lust. And the more is there. What shall I do with it? So Lord Nrisingadev, he can remove all that unwanted things. And another time, this was in the Nrisinga Chaturdasi day or night time, and one Bodhan Maharaj, you may be knowing, he's the Acharya now for the Gopinath Mandir, that's Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj. His disciple, now he's the Acharya is there, Bhakti Bodhan Maharaj. Anyway, he said he was in Sringa Chaturdasi. This day is known as Vrataraj. It's very good to do Vrata, especially fasting and other Vratas. The Sringa is Vrataraj. So he was staying up chanting, and he was midnight or something, and he said he was dozing off, and then he opened his eyes and he said he saw Lord Nrisingadev in his room, sitting in his room. And then he told his Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj. In the morning, what had happened? He said, oh, special mercy of the Lord when he appears like this, so you go and do some seva for him, offer some puja for him in ISKCON Mandir. So he came and he told me he wants to make an offering. I asked him why, then he told me what had happened. He said, it was your Lord Nrisingadev. He said he had his red dress on, the one he wears, and he was sitting in my room. Nrisingadev Bhagwan ki. There was another Mataji. Name is Atma Vidya Mataji. She's a disciple of Gokulananda Prabhupada. A disciple from England. She's from Greece. Anyway, she was paying her obeisance in front of Lord Nrisingadev. And she was praying that, my dear Lord, I've had a problem with my eyes since I was a small child. If you can make my problem go away, then I can be much easier for me to serve you more nicely. And what had happened, there was one devotee. He was into gems and semi-precious stones. He had these cat's eyes, kind of big cat's eyes. And he said, I want to offer these to Lord Nrisingadev. And we said, well, we'll have to try them. So we put these cat's eyes, brown cat's eyes. They were very beautiful. So we left them, they're very beautiful eyes. Anyway, so she was paying her obeisances and making this prayer, you please make my eyes better, then I can serve you nicely. And then she heard a voice and it said, tell the pujari to give back my eyes. So she said, it was just a sound, was it? Imagination. And then again, tell the pujari I want my eyes back. And she said, I don't know what to do. And again the voice said, just go up in the pujari room, tell the pujari, give back my eyes. Don't worry about your eyes. So she came up and she told me what had happened. And I said, okay, you know, we'll investigate. Because everybody has dreams. You can't act on every dream. We have what we call deity nightmares. Some pujaris know that you go in the deity room, there's no deities and things like that. So you can't act on everything. So anyway, Pankajangi checked out. She's quite sane. So we were discussing what to do or what not to do. And then I was sitting in front of Lord Nrisimhadev just meditating on the fact. And then I got kind of a dictation or somehow or another, some inspiration. And like Lord Nrisimhadev said, you know, I'm Ugra Nrisimha. I'm angry Nrisimha. And you give me these big, beautiful doe-like eyes. Big doe-like eyes. I want my angry eyes back. I'm Ugra. Oh, yeah, that's it. That's it. Okay. So then we changed the eyes. Her morning, her daughter came to Mangalarti. She didn't come. She went back home. She said, Mummy, you know what happened? Lord Nrisimhadev's got his old eyes back on again, his angry eyes. She said, oh, good. She said, you know what else happened when I woke up this morning? My eye problem also finished. Lord Nrisimhadev Bhagawan ki. There was one boy, he ran away from home in Bengal. He went to Bollywood, of course. They all run away from home and go to Bollywood to make it big. But he ended up in a tea shop, washing teacups. But that tea shop happened to be right outside Radharas Bihari Temple in Bombay. So somehow or another he had the association of devotees, so he joined. He joined the Brahmachari Ashram. Then, of course, his mother came and the family came looking for him. Have you seen our son? And then someone said, well, I thought I saw him in Bombay with the Hare Krishnas. So she went to Bombay and checked him out. She couldn't find him anywhere. So then he came back to Mayapur. He was serving in Mayapur. And so she said, she had some relatives and they said, we went to Mayapur, we thought you saw your son there, but he was in Gilwa, he was in orange cloth. So immediately they came to Mayapur and she was searching all over. She went to all the administrative blocks and asked, do you know this person? They had photos. Nobody knew. So she was standing in front of Lord Nrisimhadev and it was during the Sandhya Aarti and everybody was chanting and dancing and she said, she was praying to Lord Nrisimhadev, you know, last time I was here, I was able to dance with all these devotees and raise my hand, but now my heart is completely broken because my son is lost. If only my son will come back, that will be your greatest kindness. At that very moment, her son just walked right in between her and Lord Nrisimhadev. He said, what can I do? You stay here and serve Lord Nrisimhadev. What can I do? Bhagavan ki. There was another time by Bataji from South America. It was during the Gaur Purnima festival. She bought some. She asked me, I want to offer some mangoes to Lord Nrisimhadev. I said, you can't get them. It's the wrong season. They won't come out until the summertime. Why do you want to buy mangoes? She said, well, I had a dream last night, Lord Nrisimhadev. And we were walking along and he was holding my hand and we were walking through the fields and talking. And I asked him, how can I serve you? He said, well, I like mangoes. You can bring some mangoes. So anyway, later on, some days later, she came and she bought a bag of mangoes. She said, I've got the mangoes from Calcutta, so you can please offer to Lord Nrisimhadev. So I said to the pujaris, this Mataji is so lucky, so fortunate. She personally got an instruction from Lord Nrisimha. He personally held her hand, walking and talking. She's so lucky. And she said, yes, she said, there was more to the dream. She said, but I didn't tell you. She said, my Guru Maharaj said, don't tell anyone. But now I can tell you. Lord Nrisimhadev said to me, my pujari is very dear to me. In 1 or 2 days, I'm going to take him back home, back to God. She said, oh, don't do that. We like our pujari also. Don't take him away. So Lord Nrisimhadev said, okay, then I'll take one of your leaders away. Just a couple of days after that, then Govinda Maharaj, he was there in Mayapur attending the GVC meetings and festival, talking Gaurakatha. Gauranga in his relationship with Jagannath And Vipralamba Seva, he was just discussing with devotees. He felt I'll take some rest. And then back to Godhead, ki. Look at Srinidhar Bhagavan ki. So he's very, very affectionate to the devotees and very fearful for the demons. So actually Lord Nrsingadev likes it when we offer prayers to him. Even more, he likes the Gauranga Bhaktas better than his own devotees. In South India there are many famous Vishnu temples. He has so many Bhaktas, they all worship him with devotion. They go back to Nrsinga Loka, but he actually prefers the Gauranga Bhaktas, because when the devotees are approaching Lord Nrsingadev to remove the obstacles in the path of bhakti, then Lord Nrsinga says, "Oh, great, I get an opportunity to serve Gauranga as pastime also. I get an opportunity to serve the Sankirtan devotees." So he's very happy to do that in Mayapur and serve the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is why all the avatars come. So Lord Nrsingadev very much favors the Gauranga Bhaktas. In Nabadweep there's another form of Lord Nrsingadev at Nrsingapalli. He's killing Hiranyakashipu. It's a very famous deity from the Shakti Yuga. And after he killed Hiranyakashipu, he came to Mayapur to take some rest. He said, "I want to see this, take some rest, and this is a very special abode of mine. I want to spend some time here." So he spent quite some time here meditating on the pastimes of Gauranga. And he said all the devatas also came and built their residential buildings there, along with Lord Nrsingadev, and meditated on the pastimes of Gauranga. That we may be able to get that temple, the king of Krishnanagar, he owns that temple, and a few more other temples, famous temples also. He may sell them to ISKCON, so, in the future. But anyway, the Nityananda Prabhu says in the Navaditha Mahatma, in the future, one great king will build a very nice temple here for Lord Nrsingadev. So we have many Maharajas in our ISKCON society. So maybe one of them can build a nice new temple. Anyway, there was a pastime with that deity, with one ISKCON devotee. And she came on Prikram, I think she was in Malaysia. And she prayed to Lord Nrsingadev there for a son. She said, I can't bear a child, you please give me a son, and then I'll offer you some puja, some worship. After that she conceived and she had a son. And but that son, he couldn't talk, he couldn't walk, he couldn't smell, he couldn't hear, he couldn't do anything. So she went to all the doctors and nobody could cure him or anything like that. He was born okay, then suddenly he lost all of his senses. And no doctors could find any cause for it, anything like that. So a few years went past and nobody could do anything. And then one of her friends asked her, "Did you ever pray to any deity that you would, that you may do some puja if you had a son?" She suddenly remembered, "Oh, I did. I had that Nrsingadev in my part, Nrsingapalli." So again she came and she did puja for that deity, and she said, "I'm sorry, I forgot. I did promise you I will offer you some pujas." So she did the pujas for him. When she got back home, her child, everything was functioning. And he went to school, he picked up on exactly the same level as all the other boys of his age. He was exactly on their level. Srinidhar Bhagavan ki. There was another pastime with their deity in the jog pit at the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lakshmi Nrsinga, And somebody donated a golden chain for Lakshmiji. And there was one new bhakta there, and he thought, there's a nice gold chain there. So I like that. So he stole it. And then he went over towards like the Jalangi, where Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house is that side. Across the fields to the Jalangi. And then he looked behind him and he saw one cobra. So he started to run very fast, and he looked again, that snake was coming very fast. And he thought, I'm not going to get away from this cobra. So then he gave his Ashtanga Dandana Pranam to the cobra. And he said, I'm sorry, I give the chain back, I promise. And the cobra, and then he just went away. Then he went to Srup Ganj anyway, and he gave it to the police station. He said, better give it to you. If I go back to the mot, they'll beat me up. So he gave it to the police station. Prahlad Nrisimhadev ki jai. I remember I said, when the deity first came, I was in so much anticipation and so much anxiety, and I was, because we had heard all these strange stories. And anyway, I was sitting in front of Lord Nrisimhadev, just meditating and still kind of really in anxiety. Then he gave me an indication. It's kind of, Oh, it's you, Madhava. The same vibration. Oh, it's you, Madhava. And all my anxiety and anxiety. Oh, it's just you. You're appearing in this wonderful form of Nrisimhadev. There is no difference. And even though he's so angry, he is still our non-different than our lovable object of worship. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Any comment or question?
Yes, Prabhu. Thank you very much for the wonderful class, especially all the inspiring stories about Lord Nrisimhadev interacting with his devotees. I just wanted to substantiate one thing you said earlier and then ask you about a particular story that you haven't told. You mentioned that Prabhupada installed Lord Nrisimhadev for protection. So that happened right here in New Dorka in the early 70s. This temple was actually attacked also. There was an attack on the temple, and Prabhupada brought the devotees together, and that's when he taught them the Nrisimha prayers and told them to chant every day these prayers, and also told them to instruct the rest of the society to chant these prayers. So it actually started right here in New Dwarka. Yeah. There's one story you haven't told yet, and I would like you to substantiate if you can. We had heard that during the floods, the pujaris serving Lord Nrisimhadev, the water would be up to like their waist, maybe even their chest. And every day this cobra would come and go around the deity while the pujari was serving. And the pujari was initially afraid, but then kept doing the service in spite of the cobra's presence. Is that a true story? Can you tell the whole story if it is true?
Yes, yeah, true story. Yeah, the water was coming very high, and actually Pankajangri Prabhu was making the offering at noontime. So we had banana tree boat. We put the Raj Bogue plate on a banana tree and weighed out to the Nrisimha temple. And so it was rising high, so it was above the altar level. So we had another smaller table on the altar where he would put the Bogue and the Artik plate and things like that. So he went in there and he looked on the table, and there was this cobra was coiled up. And he had a look. And then he went into the water. And so then Pankajangri had to do the arati. And that water is like, it's really, really red, muddy because of the floods. And it was really, really... So Pankajangri was saying, if you ever want to do arati with complete concentration,
without deviation for a moment. He said, this is a situation. You got a cobra swimming, you can't see anything. You got a cobra swimming around your feet. How to keep your consciousness and pull the shingle there. Very effective. Yeah, it's a fact. And every day that snake would come and do a circumambulation and swim off again. Then the last flood was too, it went over his head. We couldn't even get in the door. We had to stop. But we did the puja. We had the shalagrams and string of shalagrams, and we went up in the conch building. We did all the pujas there. Yes.
Thank you, Prabhu, for nice stories. Gives a lot of inspiration. I know that also many devotees, and I heard many stories from Sankirtan devotees in this relationship on Nisingadev. And if you allow me to, I can just tell one. It's a dream, but I used to dress a Gorani Thai almost 30 years ago, but I was very clumsy, so was not very careful, and sometimes I would bump with my hand on the face of the Lord. And that happened like two or three times. And I was so scared that I knew there would be some reaction coming pretty soon, but I didn't know when. So one particular night, now this is a dream now. It was late. I was late for dressing the deity, so I was running. And I came to the temple and I climbed the altar, rushing to the altar. And I start dressing the deities. But as soon as I was going to touch them, Nisingadev appeared right in front in between of them, the two of them, like saying, don't even think about it. And I was just like freeze. I didn't know, oh my God. What? So from that time on, I was just like more like asking for forgiveness and like that. So we like to hear these stories that you were telling about Nisingadev, or in fact of any deity, because that increases our faith more. How God is a personal thing, he's not an idol. Now I have a question. Do you have any particular exchange with Lord Nisingadev that you might like to reveal or say? That, you know, sometimes devotees, they like to reserve certain things they don't want to, but maybe something that you know that can inspire us. You've been worshiping Lord Nisingadev for many years.
Well, it wasn't direct, but it was kind of an inspiration. One night I was finishing my rounds, and so about midnight, I think it was. So I was just in the temple, and I went upstairs where I was sleeping, just upstairs. And I just laid down to get in bed, and I heard the Madanga was playing. Now we have there's a kirtan going on at night, but there's only one person in the Radha Madhava temple. We have the bhajan kutir where the kirtan is going on all the time, but we have another one. We've been for many years. It was just one devotee. He would do just kartal and Hare Krishna. And Prabhupada said at night you shouldn't play Madanga because the boom 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 may not be good for the deity. So, anyway, I lay down and then I could hear this Madanga playing. And I thought, is that coming from downstairs? Sounds like it's coming from the temple. Maybe it's coming from the next village or something. So, it's coming from downstairs. So, okay, I'll have a look. So I went down to the temple, but I didn't go in the temple. I didn't open the door because I got there and I thought, there's no sound. So it must be coming from the village, another village nearby. So again I went back and I lay down in bed and again the Madanga was playing. I thought, no, it's not the village, it's definitely downstairs. So again I went downstairs. This time I opened the door. When I opened the door, and opposite was another gate, a metal gate with padlock on it. And there was one thief was there and he was
He was soaring through the lock. And I was as surprised as he was when he opened it. He saw me. He ran away very quick. But at that time, I couldn't help feeling the presence of Lord Nrisimha there. For that. Generally, I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have gone to bed twice, you know. But I just felt a strong presence that he saved. Because I think we had sound boxes and some electrical stuff there. The thief was probably going to... And another time, the devotee, I was sitting by the Vyasa, Prabhupada Vyasa sign, and the Arctic was just finishing, Sunday Arctic, and I was still sitting there. And I was saying, you know, go, move, you've got service to do, you always do service, you have service this time. But somehow or another I couldn't go, and I was just... And my mind was telling me, go, where are you sitting in front? And then after some time, and then I left. And just right at that time, the Arctic finished. And it was heavy, heavy, a Sunday Arctic with all the madrangas and very loud. And so then I left, and I walked past, just past where Lord Nrisimhadev was there. And the curtain just finished at that time, so it was quiet. And I heard this groaning sound. Oh, 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 oh. What was that? So then I went up and I looked, and from the roof, there was a roof, we just built that building, there wasn't any veranda there or something like that, and one devotee had actually fallen off the roof, and he was laying down and he couldn't move. But again, I was feeling that, wow, I wanted to move and I couldn't move, and the time I actually moved was the exact time when the kirtan finished. If that kirtan was gone, I would no way have heard him because it was really a rip-roaring kirtan. But I couldn't help just feeling that Lord Nrisimhadev, he waited for that right time for me to be there when the kirtan finished. Like, he the devotee, otherwise he may have been, who knows, all night he may have been there. Nrisimhadev Bhagavan ki.
Thank you very much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. So this is a personal revelation. My sister just bought a house in Canada, and they moved in. And in a couple of days, my niece, she has a daughter. At 12 o'clock, she just starts to cry and scream. Really, you know, and runs to the room of my sister. And okay, she has a bad, you know, nightmare, so that's okay. So she's Catholic. We're born in a Catholic family, so she gets the cross and puts it in her room. So the next night, the same thing happened, and she cried, and this went on for like 5-6 days, and then finally she got her daughter to stay with her in her room. So at that time, she was also attacked, and she was, you know, feeling a heavy set personality sitting on her chest and laughing. There are two Hare Krishnas in my family, me and Bharat. He's in the Philippines. So she calls Bharat, and Bharat calls me and tells me what's happening. And then I tell Bharat, what do we do if we, you know, how are we trained? What do we do when these things attack us? And he said, Bharat acknowledged that, yeah, Prabhupada said we have to pray to Lord Nrisimhadev. And then I said, beautiful. So email her the Ugra Nrisimha and tell her to put all the copies of the picture in all the rooms of the house and the door. And because she was asking us, what do you Hare Krishnas do when these things happen? So I said, okay, tell her that. So she xeroxed, he emailed her the Ugra Nrisimha from Mayapur, and she put in all the rooms. And immediately at that first night, it didn't happen. The being was gone. And then now my sister is an avid devotee of Ugra Nisringa.
Very well.
Nisringa Deva Gavana Ki.
Thank you, Prabhu, for all the nice stories. I had a question about also the Devata Ganapati is also famous for removing obstacles. They say that he gets this power from his worship of Nrisimhadev. Do you know anything about that? Is there some place in Shastra where it talks about that? Or?
Yeah, it's in the Brahma Samhita. He gets his potency. Ganesh gets his potency by keeping his head. His tumalai, right? Tumalai, it's the bumps. He keeps the lotus feet of Lord and the Sringadeva on his head. Therefore, he gets that potency for removing obstacles. Therefore, we worship Lord and the Sringadeva as the protector. He's the prototype. Oh, sorry. Yeah, he removes the obstacles. Lord Nrisimhadev and Ganesh also removes obstacles. So, what do the Gaudiyas do? Because we don't want to worship the demigods, because there's hundreds of Ganeshis coming in one day of Brahma, so they're not eternal personalities, so we don't want to end up worshipping these devatas. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said there's there's a form of the Lord Vikshakshina. He's the commander-in-chief of Vishnu's army in Vaikuntha. He's a Vaikuntha deity. He has an elephant head. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, if you're coming from a traditional Indian family and then you become a Hare Krishna devotee and they want all the demigods, you've got to be very careful because they've been worshipping for generations and things like that. So he said, if the family are, you know, because of the generations, he said you can keep Ganesh there, so everybody doesn't get upset. If you take Ganeshji off the altar and Shivji, and well, the thunderbolts are going to start flying because of our family ancestors. So he says you can keep it there, but you meditate on this Vikshakshina, because he has an elephant head. And your puja for Ganesh, you'll be meditating on Vikshakshina, an eternal associate of the Lord in the spiritual, in the Vaikuntha. The Gaudiyas, they split this word Ganesh in two. Gana Isha. Isha means the greatest. And Gana means person. So who is the greatest person? So we see that is Guru. So Guru becomes our Gana Isha. So that's why we do Guru Puja first, you know, for the Pujaris and everything, everyone. They worship their Guru first. He becomes the Gana Isha, the topmost person. So he removes all the obstacles. Then we can actually approach Gauranga, Radha, and Krishna.
Sorry, if I could just add one more thing. I was just curious, because I was just reading in Nectar Devotion recently, there was a place where I read it actually recommends, Rupa Goswami recommended the worship of Ganapati for the removal of obstacles and devotional service. How does that kind of fit in, or is that?
There was a devotee named Ram Raja. He was an architect. I think he built that temple in South Africa. Prabhupada's disciple. Anyway, he asked Srila Prabhupada, before I came to Krishna consciousness, I was worshipping this deity of Ganesh, this elephant god. What shall I do? Should I continue And Srila Prabhupada said, I could tell you so many things about the demigods. He said, especially Lord Shiva. He said, but because I condemn them so much in all of my books, I cannot say anything. Because I condemn demigod worship so much, I cannot say anything. Otherwise, I can tell you many things.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. I was wondering if you could tell us the meaning of the Ugram Viram Mahavishnum Jalatam Sarvatamukam Nashingham Vishnam Badram Mrityur Mityur Namamiham. What is it? What does it translate to?
Translated. I can't remember. Ugram Viram Mahavishnu. Glory to the angry form of Lord Nrsingadeva. He is Mahavishnu. I can't remember about flames and fire. You have to read the translation in the book. I can't remember.
So,
Prabhu,
I have an announcement to make.
Oh, good.
So, if you would like to be part of that, please stay. We'll be going out at this last October and take a huge photo with all the team members. So, see you around.
Okay. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Bhagavan Nrsingadeva ki jai.